State lawmakers passed the new mandate as part of their education reform package last year, but a committee which meets when the legislature isn't in session still had to sign off. Department of Education Director Jason Glass tells lawmakers that new teachers will only have to score in the 25th percentile on the new exams to get a license.
This means that to pass the assessment in Iowa, a teacher candidate has to come in above the bottom quarter of all test takers across the country.
Clearly, Glass says, a minimum standard which anyone entrusted with educating children should meet. But not everyone saw it that way, especially Iowa college students who are just about to graduate and will have to take the tests. Senator Wally Horn, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, got over 200 emails from those students.
And their seniors in college haven't prepared for that. And that's a problem.
Horn says students are complaining about the costs of the new exams, over $200 in some cases, and the experts who run the teacher prep programs are also concerned. Barry Wilson is retired from his job as director of assessments at the University of Northern Iowa. He says they can't be sure that students will have mastered what's on the test.
The content of that test may well be align with the program that the student completed, or perhaps it does not, particularly when this was not a requirement at the beginning of their program. Once our programs understand what's on the test, we can make some adjustments and provide the supports necessary. If one student fails it inappropriately, that's a heck of a kick in the pants at the end of 4 years.
And Wilson calls the new testing requirement a solution in search of a problem, since he says new Iowa grads are performing well. But supporters argue most students will pass the exams, and some lawmakers had little sympathy. Mount Auburn Republican Don Pettengill said the 25th percentile is way too low.
I received tons of emails that had people complaining about the cost of this additional test that they have to pass at 25%. And my thing is, if you can't pass a test at 25%, I don't want you teaching any kids in Iowa.
And Department of Education officials say the law doesn't allow them to delay the new requirement for this year's seniors, even if they wanted to. And many of them don't want to delay it, including Director Jason Glass.
Well, every year that we would delay enforcement or enactment of the law is another year that we potentially put unqualified people into teaching roles in the state. So I think our priority has to lie with the students, the children that are in our schools.
And in the end, the committee agreed. They did not block the new mandate from going into effect in January. So next spring's graduates will be the first to face the new exams. Lawmakers could intervene when they return to the Capitol in January and put off the new requirement, though they say that's not likely. They say it would be politically difficult to reverse course when students only have to score in the 25th percentile. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.